We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sacramento Kings.
He's gone to at least one well, Kings maybe. Game in the last two or
Drake's 3 years.
Drake's
been there with Vivek Ranadive.
I think so.
I love how I say the owner's name.
I think so.
Ranadive. A lot of people mess up.
Not really. It's spelled.
I don't get a lot right.
Did you say Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Giannis
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
That going? Antetokounmpo.
What? Yeah, told you.
Hello.
Rick Ross has been to a lot of Kings games.
Damn.
I don't know what the connection is.
I didn't know that.
He owns a lot of Wingstops, too.
He's got a rap song called Three Kings, and he's performed it there.
Wow.
How about Steiny? That's full on rap knowledge.
Who gave you the for sure on that? Our new producer?
Yeah. No.
Spadoni.
Yeah.
You gotta love that name, Spadoni.
You don't
Spadoni.
Have to, but I don't mind.
Give me a Spadoni.
Spadoni's rejoins. I mean, he's got me missing pop-ups a little bit.
I like this guy.
He's like trying to troll me by playing a lot of Mac Dre. And it's like, come on, dude, Spadoni.
When
Mac Dre was coming out with hits, Spadoni was in pull-ups.
Can I read something to you, Steiny?
Okay.
And Bonte, I'm just telling you what I'm reading because I didn't write it. And I think there's something to it. But we got to pull the Band-Aid back. Bonte, you're just mad. You have not got over from the 916. The Giants getting swept by the A's in the 89 World Series.
I was 7 years old.
And as soon as I read that, it's like mystery solved.
You really think that's the case?
I'm just asking, is there something to it?
There's nothing to that at all.
Okay.
Wow.
J. Cole right far is still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to listen to that.
No, that's not his best. I'll send you his best. You ain't going to listen. You left the group chat.
You did leave the group chat.
That's because your lyrics on the group chat were lousy.
And you haven't come back yet.
Dude, I wake up in the morning, no lie. I wake up in the morning and it's like I see red 22, a 22 inside that red thing. And I'm like, what the hell are these guys doing? You know what? Thanks to you guys, I'm dead serious. I don't sleep with my Fitbit on anymore. Because my Fitbit goes zzz every time I get a text.
Well, why would you connect?
I'll be in bed at like 10 or 9, and it's just like you guys are texting inane things to each other about inane things. I got to get my rest.
Not that I'm Richard Simmons, and I wasn't here yesterday at the end of the show. I do apologize, and we missed Gripes. I've been seeing a lot of people with Fitbits on that ain't been Fitbitten.
You know what?
I'd be wanting to like... You ain't Vontae.
And you
ain't been using that thing. Not you, Stoddy.
And Goo. And the fact is, he's like my grandpa or something. It's like, this thing just keeps buzzing. Steiny, you could take the alerts off.
I know. Just take it off at
9 o'clock.
Who taught
what
you
I do
you
is
could
I
leave?
Take the watch off and yeah. It serves the same purpose.
Sure. Exactly.
Basically, I just want to know how he found out you could leave a conversation. I didn't know it was possible.
Well, it's because you post in the lab and it has a piano in it and doesn't look like a lab.
Wow.
It's misleading, Goo.
925, as a Niner fan, there's absolutely nothing worse than losing to the Raiders. Fans are ridiculous enough without giving them more fuel. I tried getting behind the Raiders. I came out to Oakland just too often. All right, so they're not, what do they play, once every 5 years?
Once every four.
And he thinks the Niners and the Raiders are a rival.
I mean,
more of a fan
you're
thing.
Going golfing. I'm already excited. Bonte, I know you don't bend the truth. You gave me the reel this morning. You were extra excited about this game. It's got playoff implications, and I'm all in. I'm from the Bay. This is a damn rivalry.
No, it's
just
not.
By logistics.
No,
it's San
not.
Francisco and Oakland.
It's
if
not
you
a
don't
rivalry.
Get that, too short,
it's
Mac,
not a rivalry.
Rapping Fote,
who?
JT the Bigga Figga, all these rappers from San
JT
Francisco.
JT the Brick?
No,
JT the
bigger
figure. Yeah. Get low players.
Look
come on, man.
Rappers.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of J. Cole advice.
Oh.
Middle child.
Oh, you got to listen to that.
Okay.
One. Yeah.
Okay. I'm the youngest in my family, but I could probably
definitely
still,
not a rivalry.
J. Cole. Role models. How about role models?
Role models
love
is good.
Yours,
oh,
January.
That's great.
And nobody cares
right.
about that trophy either. Right. I'll tell you that much right now.
Somebody said the name of it. I forgot it.
Brody Brazil's trophy, his creation. A trophy.
Why you
stinks.
Do that?
Trophy
the effort
stinks.
That went into making that trophy?
That's bad.
Dude, not a lot of effort went into it.
It looks like a $5 trophy.
It's steel
so you're telling
from
me
the Bay Bridge.
London Breed.
One welder can get that done at about 23
And who
minutes,
we got right? in Oakland?
I don't know.
What? The mayor. Quan.
Oh, Libby Schaff. Libby Schaff. What year are you in?
They got a bet going, I'm sure.
Who?
London Breed and Libby Schaff?
Yeah, Quan. Maybe. Quan was the one before. With the car accident.
I've heard nothing about it. I bet you they don't have a bet.
That shows you how much this rivalry means when the mayors don't even have a bet on this rivalry.
You think they're both going to watch the game?
Quote unquote rivalry.
Yeah.
Will the mayors even show up to these
Babe Ruth
series
games? We should have the mayor call in, either one.
Yeah, you tell you what, the mayors will show up when they feel like both teams are in a pennant race.
No, after what Matt
didn't
said
you hear,
about
didn't you hear
London Breed ain't calling in
London
after
Breed
what
said,
Matt said
get to 500
get
and I'll
Breed
stop
on.
Watching you.
No, Matt said the feces thing. She ain't coming on.
All right.
I wouldn't.
Well, I didn't say that.
I admit to other Matt.
I'll tell you, the one thing I will say.
Matt B.
One thing I will say about San Francisco.
Beautiful city, man.
Okay.
Be careful, Steiny.
No, I will.
Be careful.
After, look at this guy.
Been,
be careful.
After having been, this is going to sound like a homo, but I don't mean it. I just was in Paris and London. Those cities are so much more vibrant than San Francisco. Like, okay.
The people are the...
Like, I'm going to get off work here at 2 o'clock, and I'm going to walk 8 blocks to BART. You know what? The streets aren't going to be bustling. There's going to be people doing their business and getting lunch. But because cars are such a big part of the city... You don't get a lot of foot traffic. So London and Paris, it's like there's, dude, Sunday night at 11 o'clock at night, you can get a meal anywhere in the city. There's people.
You can do that in San Francisco.
Tupac is my favorite rapper of all time, Steiny.
You can get a meal anywhere in San Francisco. You can.
Tupac is my favorite rapper of all time. I went to my honeymoon. You don't know this about me. Went to Paris. They're playing Tupac Uncensored in the mall. So the cuss words are coming through the mall. That ain't on the boat in Italy like I thought it was going to be.
Here's what I'll say real quick about the city, about it being vibrant. I agree with you, Steiny. This city has changed, and it's because there's not a lot of natives who live here anymore. It's a transplant city, and it has changed.
Where does he get this from?
The nightlife has changed, man. I'm born and raised here.
But the world's changed.
The world's changed, but the city, you go to New York City, it's vibrant. Boston, vibrant. Chicago, vibrant. L.A., vibrant. Nightlife here, overrated. I'd rather go to Walnut Creek and have beers than San Francisco. And I'm from here.
888-957-9570. Get back to the Giants and A's. Is it a rivalry or not? But first, let's go to Laney, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game. I don't know why you're giggling, but okay.
I can't help it. What's happening on The Game brought to you by Ticket Crushers. Happy Battle of the Bay Day. Game 1 of 2 at Oracle Park is tonight, and it's slated to be a good one. Two southpaws on the mound, and it just so happens to be National Left-Hander Day. Madison Bumgarner faces Brett Anderson for the first of four times these two teams will meet over the next 2 weeks. I also got some notes from training camp in Santa Clara. George Kittle isn't practicing today.
That's a problem.
With calf tightness, C.J. Beathard out with a sore thumb. 49ers reporter for the Sacramento Bee, Chris Biederman, joins Monte, Steiny, and Guru with all the latest at 1:30. And Antonio Brown did arrive for camp in Napa today. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said A.B.'s absence had far more to do with his frostbitten feet than his helmet. More football talk with senior writer for ESPN, Mina Kimes, who's fresh off her analyst debut in the booth for Rams and Raiders preseason games. She's on with Covey, Ratto, and Kolsky on the Damon Bruce Show at 2:30. I'm Elena Matzorkas on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yes? What's up?
Spadoni. Just saying. Pat has got to be feeling good about his seat right now.
Please explain.
Song, I mean, Steiny. What does Bonte talk about every time we come back from break? The song.
What is it about this song?
I guess he don't like it.
Attention?
I like it.
You like this song, Guru? Who's this again?
Like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's corny.
I don't know who it is.
I like it.
M.I.A.
Not as corny as that. Not as corny as that. But, you know, got to do better, Spadoni.
Game 1, Bay Bridge Series tonight. Oracle Park. Giants A's. Bumgarner versus Brett Anderson. Giants 3.5 back in the second wild card. A's 2 out of the second wild card. And they play 2 games in the next 2 days in San Francisco. And then I think I looked 2 weeks from now, they play 2 games in
Why 2
Oakland.
Weeks? I don't, that's just, let's get it on. Let's do it.
It's very difficult to make a pro schedule when you got 30 teams to take into account. Really hard. John Dickinson, the only guy who could do it other than the professionals.
No, but I was there just real quick. You said you didn't think JD in front of him, and JD is like, Matt, I can. After he recited that schedule, he can make one.
No,
that's a problem.
No, I don't think he can.
I'm betting on JD. No. After he did that.
888-957-9570 is the number, talking about the Bay Bridge series, which starts tonight. A's Giants, is it a rivalry or no? We're going back and forth.
Did we put this on the poll?
I don't know.
I should know that. Huh?
Now people are getting on me for saying Walnut Creek has a better nightlife than San Francisco.
I'm not going.
You're on your own there.
Come on now.
Telling you, man.
Fonte's doing the skit bait.
I'm not just doing the skit bait.
He likes the trolls to come after him. I'm convinced.
Guru.
He talks about the nightlife in his own city. You like the attention. I get it, B. I'm going to back off.
I'm telling you, man.
The rivalry's not a rivalry.
I'm telling you, man. People hate my guts right now.
Matt Gray's not a legend.
I get it. No, I said Matt Gray's a legend.
You a nobody, my dude.
That's great. I need a board.
I'm telling you, Mac Dre's a legend. He's just not the greatest of all time in the Bay Area. That's all I said. He's not better than E-40. But two, nightlife here in San Francisco hasn't been cracking since 05. Easily 05.
Easily. Interestingly, you haven't been cracking since 05.
Oh, I've been cracking, baby. My star has gotten bright since 05.
Tater Mac.
Woo!
Oh, goo, That's what he told us.
Hey, 05 is when things change for the old Monte Hill.
I'm laughing too much.
I think it's pretty funny, too. What happened in 05?
Don't even want to know.
Hey, Antonio Brown, he's back at practice for the Raiders.
Do I get any?
No.
I said he was playing everybody. He was
nothing.
Doing this for the cameras.
You get nothing.
And he'll come back, and look what he's doing. Had his beanie on, black one for the Raiders.
You got nothing.
Playing us. Willie Beeman.
Not playing me.
You were all concerned.
I'm not
with,
concerned. I think he's a buffoon.
Oh, he's going to retire.
He's not any less of a buffoon today than he was yesterday.
Well, some people said T.O. was a buffoon.
Okay.
And his buffoon tail wound up in the Hall of Fame.
He didn't
show up.
Listen, we're going to find out if the Raiders can kind of absorb a guy like this. Dead serious.
But what about this guy?
It's all about this guy. I don't like
it. What about the Niners with the...
they were
Charles
good.
Haley.
Yeah, they were good.
The reports of what he did
talent.
To coach's cars.
They had talent.
And John Matute, the Raiders, Kenny Stabler.
You're not naming Hall of Fame type players.
I'm just saying it's not.
You're going to bring Antonio Brown onto a team that won 4 games. I don't think that's a recipe to win. That's all.
So the fact that you don't have an Antonio Brown, but everybody's all bought in, but you stink. You think you're going to overcome?
Who is he? How does
he's
he?
He's a top 3 receiver.
Okay, and I get it. And I just, again, the same reason I wasn't crazy. I think a guy like Antonio Brown only fits on certain teams.
Especially 95.7 The Game man. Breaking news.
Let me tell you something.
Powered by radio.com.
This is a bunch of crap.
And brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at
Indeed.com. I'll be the judge of whether it's breaking news.
Scott Bear.
Here we go.
NBCSportsBayArea.com says that Drew Rosenhaus, the agent for Antonio Brown, has found the Airy Advantage helmet made within the last 10 years.
Guys,
and it's a matter of getting it reconditioned and recertified.
Listen to what we're talking about. Listen to what we're talking about.
That's what I'm
saying. Listen
you're
to
right.
what. Yeah, but hey, he's not affecting the team at all.
But his star's going up. It's his world
important.
Right now.
His star.
It's bad, but I know what
it's
it is.
It's all about him.
There you go.
It's all about him.
And he's A minus for what he did with this stunt. Because guys like Bonte and other people, he's going to really retire, please.
I never said he was going to retire.
You knew he was bluffing?
No, I never said he was going to retire. What made you come up with that? He did say he didn't need football. He told Jeff Darlington that. Said, I don't need the game no more. My house is paid off. I got kids. I got money
this
in the bank.
This is straight out of Dwayne Johnson's Ballers episode on HBO. This is what we're living, Steiny. and you seem to know it's all BS. I think it's BS.
I don't think it's BS. I mean, I think it's BS, but I think it's BS that's
harmful
not
to the
good
team.
BS.
See, I don't.
Okay, well, you don't.
I think they're in
who,
on
who
it.
Who are
the
Raiders at 4-12?
They're on
to
hard
absorb
nights.
This. So what? Who cares? Who cares?
By the way, a lot of people agree with me about the nightlife in San Francisco. They agree. They know. They know.
What happened to the Palladium?
The what?
The Palladium.
The Palladium? It's out in Alameda, and you can go play basketball. And...
No, Palladium. It,
oh,
was a night...
Palladium. It was a nightclub in 1975?
No. Look at dating myself, but go ahead. City Nights.
No, I, you know,
Afros are in style?
And we've gotten a couple of these on the text line. I get it. Antonio Brown is great.
Right.
I just do not think the Raiders are the team for him. They're too fragile. They're not good enough. This guy was a problem in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's got one of the best reputations in terms of being a professional franchise in the last 10, 20 years.
I can make the argument Mike Tomlin got exposed. And I give Mayock and Gruden credit for saying, you know what? We're not so insecure that we can't let you have some freedom. Be Dennis Rodman if you want. Okay. But if you produce, we need that. So they're focused, Bonte, on the big picture.
Would you want AB in San Francisco?
Hell yes. Why wouldn't I want? I want to win.
Stunt? Pulling this stunt?
Okay, what's the exact stunt he pulled?
I mean, he's already got the foot problems, right?
He's
already got a helmet problem. He hasn't been on a practice field and who knows when.
Okay, so it all falls under he wouldn't be practicing anyway because of the feet.
You want that distraction in a young San Francisco locker room? When you got young receivers like Jalen Hurd, Deebo Samuel, you want him setting the example for those young guys?
Yeah, when they watch his film, that's what I want him setting the example. This is what you do. Ski skirt, touchdown.
Not a lot of film on him from last year, is there?
Oh, he scored 15 touchdowns.
Yeah, that for him was a bad year.
Ski skirt.
Nathan, San Francisco, what's up, man?
I just wanted to piggyback off what Bonte was saying, that the nightlife in San Francisco has downgraded since these people came in. But I'm from San Francisco, that's why I did say that. I also do want to say that the Raiders and the Niners are definitely a rivalry, but the A's and the Giants are not a rivalry. I don't really care if the Giants lose to the A's, but if the Niners lose to the Raiders, that pretty sucks, you know.
Gotcha.
But that's all I wanted to say.
Well, and then
I'm not a big baseball fan, I take it.
Hey, he's a sports fan. How do you know?
Because he said he doesn't
just
care.
Just spoke the truth. That's all.
Well, it's true. I ain't mad.
Well, the other thing is when, you know, football game's built up for a week, so if the 49ers are playing the Raiders, it's going to be a week of talking about it, a week of talking about it after.
Halftime Jay, our good friend Halftime Jay from the 510.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby Sky is still a good club to go to in SF. Actually, it's changed. It's not Ruby Sky anymore.
You're about to rip it.
I'm not about to. No, the new Ruby Sky, whatever it is, they have like this basement with video games, skee ball, a bowling alley, a nice little bar. But it's not Ruby Sky anymore.
650 says, you're salty Niners fans. If you are really, you're just trying to convince yourself you don't want AB. No, I don't.
Like, I like talent.
At
we
what cost?
We all like talent.
At what cost?
We all like talent.
All right.
At what cost?
Yeah. At what cost?
What has Brown done but bring attention in this look-at-me world that teams are starving for? They're on HBO.
You think John Gruden likes this?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Okay. Well, then we don't have a lot to talk about.
He was Antonio Brown when he was doing his job in the booth. He was Antonio Brown.
You know what? If you really think John Gruden really does like this.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Okay. Well, then
they knew what they were getting. They knew what they were getting.
No. John Gruden thought he could get this guy under control like all coaches think they can get players under control.
Wow, Stoney.
And, I mean, what? I mean, really, John Gruden? You're okay with all this?
He was a showman in the booth, and the thing with the quarterbacks. Boom! Look at me.
He definitely isn't happy with Antonio. Not when I was up there and I saw his face. Somebody asked him a question about Antonio Brown. The scowl on his face told me everything. He is sick and tired of this act. He is agitated. Can't get a star receiver on the field. Derek Carr and Antonio Brown need to build a rapport. Like, he's not on the field, Guru. Is this going to show up week one to just go ball out like that?
Oh, but Bosa's not on the field. It's not
a problem. You know how critical I am of Bosa.
I'm trying to remember that.
I just think a guy like Antonio Brown fits on some
He'll
teams.
He'll be ready
doesn't
week
fit.
One.
I don't care if he's ready or not. He's a pain in the ass right now. And, you know, let's
Reggie
see.
Reggie Jackson was a pain in the ass. Ricky Henderson was a pain in the ass. Terrell Owens was a pain in the ass.
And what happened with Terrell Owens?
What happened with Terrell Owens?
They were all pain in the asses.
Don't put those guys in Antonio Brown's category.
But what happened with Terrell Owens?
Antonio Brown's a daily nuisance. A daily nuisance. Reggie Jackson had his moments, no doubt. And he was a jerk, but Antonio Brown's taking it to another level. I mean, every day. I mean, there's like.
It's preseason. They need fodder.
Okay. You know, and you know, the next
guy. I'm not defending him. He messed up with the feet.
The next guy who does this, Bonte, a guru, you may rip the guy. You may rip the guy.
If Jalen Hurd does it, we got a problem because you haven't done it. So there's nothing to tolerate.
So since Antonio Brown's been in the league, it's okay for him to not only force a trade from Pittsburgh,
break apart
that locker room, Facebook Live after a playoff game in a locker room, come on the field with a fart. Like, it's okay for all that to happen? They're basically condoning his actions because he's a talented wide receiver while it divides a locker room.
Let's head to the Dial Pad guest line and talk to our man Chris Biederman. He works for the Sacramento Bee covering the San Francisco 49ers. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And I guess where I'll start, looking at the game Saturday between the Cowboys and 49ers, how much can you take out of it knowing that both teams didn't play a lot of their key guys?
I mean, not a whole lot, right? I mean, there are 22 starters on each side of the ball, and the Niners sat 28 of their guys. And really only probably two or three starters suited up for the game in Dante Pettis, the receiver, and Akella Witherspoon. So not a whole lot. We asked Kyle Shanahan before the game how he felt about sort of the preseason schedule, and he said he would rather have zero games than four. So I think the fact that he sat 28 guys just before the game sort of spoke to, you know, his feeling on the situation, and the 49ers are really focused on getting their guys healthy. So that was pretty clear. And then obviously losing Sean Coleman, your swing tackle for the season on the fourth snap is not something you want to see happen. And they lost a couple other guys in that game, but no, I mean, there's really not a whole lot to take away from it. I would love to tell you guys that, like, yeah, we learned so much about this team, but frankly, I just don't think that we did. I mean, Jalen Hurd obviously scoring two touchdowns and doing some of the things he did is very positive for them, particularly given the timing of Trent Taylor's injury. And I think Hurd has an opportunity now playing out of the slot. He's much different than Trent Taylor just in terms of the way he plays and obviously the massive size difference between the two guys. So maybe there's going to be an opportunity for Hurd to carve out a more significant role than I guess we all anticipated early in the season with Taylor's injury. And then Deebo Samuel played pretty well, but Kyle Shanahan on Sunday after watching the film said, yeah, he liked the splash plays from those rookie receivers, but he wasn't super happy with their overall consistency throughout the game and maybe some of the things that we didn't see, on a play-to-play basis, just in terms of how they're running routes or whether or not they're able to get open in certain situations. But other than that, I mean, it's really tough at this point to take a whole lot away from that game, just given the fact that the 49ers sat so many of their guys.
Chris, let's talk about Debo's quarterback who will make his debut this Monday night in Jimmy Garoppolo. And, you know, with social media, guys like us, we kind of, you know, make a big deal out of everything now, but it is his debut after being injured. What are you looking for from Jimmy Garoppolo come this Monday?
I just want to see how comfortable he is in the pocket. I think he has a good understanding of the offense, and he's still developing sort of chemistry and a rhythm with a lot of his pass catchers, but I want to see how he handles pressure. I would assume Joe Staley and Mike McGlinchey are going to be in there to pass block against Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. So you want to see if Garoppolo has happy feet at all, if he's able to take a hit. It's a very controlled environment in practice, even when the pads are on and you're going through full team drills. But it'll be the first time since that Kansas City game that somebody will actually be trying to hit him. So is he going to have happy feet? Is he going to be timid? Is he going to try to get rid of the ball a little bit too quickly when he feels pressure? Is he going to, you know, step up in the pocket and move around in the pocket as he needs to while keeping his eyes downfield and not being impacted by that pressure should those guys get to him? I'm curious to see all those things. Just in terms of, you know, his how he understands the offense, I guess I'm less concerned about that stuff because he's had now two full off seasons to really absorb Kyle Shanahan's system, and we're probably not going to see, you know, a ton of things that Shanahan will trot out during the regular season. But just his feel in the pocket, how he handles the pass rush, you know, whether or not he has happy feet. I guess those are the kind of things that you want to evaluate when you're looking at a quarterback who hasn't played in almost a year.
Chris Biedermann, Sacramento Bee, here on 95.7 The Game. Chris, Jerick McKinnon, will we ever see him in a Niners uniform? And if so, how many games do you think he plays this season?
Oh, man. Well, I think it seems more and more likely now that the 49ers could start him on injured reserve, and he would get the return designation, which would allow him to return after 8 weeks. I think he could probably use that time because he is dealing with knee soreness. Obviously, a running back coming off an ACL tear, that's, you know, given the rigors of that position, it's a little bit tougher than maybe others, particularly, you know, when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's not really asked to do a lot of running and cutting and stuff off of his knee. So, but McKinnon obviously is, and he hasn't worn a brace for a few months. And you wonder if that was the right decision, just given the fact that he is dealing with knee soreness now. The 49ers are optimistic that they could get him back sooner than that, but he took, you know, he had PRP injections, which take 2 weeks to I guess set and I guess for him to feel the impact of those injections. So after that, he's going to have 18 days before week one, and you know, we don't know if he's going to be ready in 18 days, if that's going to be enough time for him to get back up to speed and back comfortable with the football in his hands. And with the 49ers dealing with all these injuries, their roster spots are kind of at a premium, so it would certainly make sense for them to sit out McKinnon, put him on IR, let him get fully healthy, give that knee a little bit more time to react and get his conditioning down and things like that. And then if he is fully healthy after those 8 weeks, it's essentially getting a starting caliber running back midway through the season like you would, you know, in a trade at the trade deadline. So maybe if the 49ers are you know, still in the thick of the playoff hunt during the stretch run, getting McKinnon back could be a nice get for them. And he would be a lot fresher with, you know, without those 8 games on his legs. And then if they are making a run for the playoffs, he would potentially be a lot more fresh for January. So I could see it happening. We won't know yet. We'll have to see how these PRP treatments go first.
Chris, I want to ask you about Antonio Brown and OBJ. Looking back at when they were available, the Niners were a team that was kind of thrown in there as maybe having interest. Now that it's all said and done, on a scale of 1 to 10, how interested do you think the 49ers were with both these guys?
I think they're a lot more interested in Odell Beckham than Antonio Brown, and I think what's going on with the Raiders is sort of the reason why they didn't seem to show a whole lot of interest in him. You know, obviously every team throughout the league will tell you they're trying to set a culture and things like that. But the 49ers didn't really seem like they were willing to deal with some of the things that come with Antonio Brown and you know, the way he exited Pittsburgh and not showing up when the team needed him in week 17 last year, I think said a lot to Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. But in terms of Odell Beckham, I mean, the Niners were definitely interested. The thing was, is they just couldn't come up with a trade package that made sense. It sounded like the Giants wanted the number two overall pick, and the Niners weren't willing to deal with that, to deal that pick away, I should say. So, you know, the way they're trying to build this defense, they really needed another, you know, player along that defensive front, and they got that player potentially in Nick Bosa if he can stay healthy, but. You know, they really wanted to solidify that defense as much as they did want Odell Beckham or having somebody who could potentially change the face of the offense like he could. I think it was just too steep of a price, particularly when you're talking about paying Beckham the contract that he ended up getting. So I think they were a lot more interested in Beckham than Odell than Antonio Brown because, you know, Beckham had some of that off-the-field distraction talk or whatever, but I think, you know, in league circles, he's much more highly regarded as a teammate and a competitor than Brown is, who has sort of made this thing a sideshow to start his career in Oakland.
Hey, Chris, not to put you on the spot, but you're close to the team. Bosa's out. If I had to ask you, are you hearing anything? Do you personally think he'll be ready for week one against Tampa?
I don't, just because I think that's probably early. I think they're more concerned about getting him good to go for the long term, so he might miss the first couple games, and I think they would be happier to get 14 games of Nick Bosa being at 100% health than risk him aggravating the injury and then getting, you know, 16 games where he's at, you know, 60 or 70%. I think they're really prioritizing getting guys healthy, and whether or not that means you know, missing practice time or missing game time. I think getting guys back to 100% is their top priority, because we saw it last year too. A lot of guys had to play hurt, and it ultimately did more damage in the long run. I think about Weston Richburg, who suffered his knee injury in week four, and he played through basically the entire season. He only ended up missing one game, and he had to have surgery as soon as the season's over, and he's still not all the way back yet, and the 49ers aren't sure if he's still going to be back for week one. So I think they're sort of taking a long-term approach with all of their injured guys, and hoping that, you know, if they have to miss a game or two, if that means being 100% healthy for the rest of the season, then they would rather do that than have them, you know, playing injured throughout the entire year when you know, could make yourself susceptible to further injury. So I think it would be wise for them to maybe keep Bosa on the shelf for the first week or two if it means that he is healthy. I saw him, you know, today during practice. He was riding a bike on the side field. And I don't know what that portends to in terms of how his ankle's feeling, but Kyle Shanahan did say that Bosa wanted to come back and practice the day after he suffered that high ankle sprain. So, you know, maybe he will heal in time for week one, but generally with these things, you expect the injuries to last longer than shorter. So I would say that he's less likely to play in week one than he is likely to play.
Yes or no question, Chris. Would you trade for A.J. Green if you're John Lynch?
Without knowing the price? I mean, it's tough. He's dealt with a ton of injuries lately, and I don't know if the 49ers need another, you know, another prominent player who has injury concerns. But, yeah, I mean, if the Bengals want to if the Bengals will take a day three pick or a couple day three picks, sure, why not? Because we haven't seen a whole lot from the receiving corps to this point. But there's still time for those guys to get on track. But I think the money, because you do have to pay DeForest Buckner at some point, you're going to have to pay George Kittle at some point. The money would scare me away, and the injury issues would scare me away, particularly for a receiver. I think he's on the wrong side of 30 at this point.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you soon.
No problem, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, Chris Biederman, Sacramento Bee, covers the San Francisco 49ers. A lot of information there, saying that, and it makes sense that the 49ers would have more interest in OBJ than Antonio Brown.
Trade for AJ.
A guy
fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
Fourth-round pick.
Who are you speaking for the Bengals?
I know.
What are you talking
about? It's a one-sided argument.
No,
but if
you're
gonna
the
go
guy's
after,
hurt.
If you
they
wanna,
got enough hurt players.
He'll be back. Wow. He'll be back by October. No later than October. He'll be ready to go.
Cincinnati's not giving. I know Brown.
He's
got
a free
problems.
Agent after the season.
Oh, you're saying after the season.
He's a free agent after the season. So maybe Cincinnati does trade him because they won't want to pay him because he's going to be 31.
But 30, you don't think this injury thing is starting to become like just.
Oh, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Nick Bosa?
Okay,
he heard Chris. He doesn't think Nick Bosa is going to play week one against Tampa.
Or two, it sounded
like.
Wow.
That's deflating.
That's off. That's horrible.
Man.
I'd say horrible's a little too strong.
Think they're withholding information on how serious the injury is?
No, I don't. I don't. I think basically week one, if week one were the Super Bowl, he'd play. But it's week one.
He has a marijuana ankle sprain.
I have no idea what that means.
High ankle sprain. They say those are the worst ones. He got a light down. Who played that? We got to get it. He's like a kid over there.
No, I didn't touch that one. That wasn't me.
Hey, you called an audible? I won't tell the listeners. And Bonte being new as a quarterback and receiver, I know when it's like, okay, play's over. He kept the play going. We might have to have the TV know that. That might be a fine. I couldn't believe
what?
I saw it. I'm the dude. The quarterback called the play.
Nice. Call it audible. But, you know, call me Antonio
Leroy,
Brown.
Yeah.
Call me Antonio Brown.
B. Oh, wow.
Ski skirt. Touchdown.
Who's that?
It sounded like you, but I have no idea who.
So that's all. I plead the fifth. Okay, let's stop.
That's a problem.
You guys.
You're golfing, so golfing supersedes your excitement for the game. But Bonte and you going to the park?
I'm going to the park.
You're going. You decided.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm
you
going
wearing
to,
that?
Going to the park. No.
You going home to change?
Yeah.
What a diva. I'm gonna
go to the gym.
Oh, wow.
Get my work in.
Then you got to take a shower.
Take a shower. Or where are you sitting in the sauna?
All right.
Sit in the sauna. Take a shower there. Go home. Take a quick shower where I got all my body wash and everything.
What are the odds that he skips the shower and just goes to the park?
Oh, I got to smell good, baby.
Oh, I
got to smell good.
Little Drake Carr cologne.
Hey, girlfriend, just hook me up with some good
cologne. I'm following Steiny to the private club.
You can all have fun there.
I can do both.
Want me a crab sandwich? Go get me a crab sandwich.
Those are so good.
Taco Bell. So damn good. No Taco Bell. Taco Bell is not my diet right now. Not doing it. By the way, I went to somebody's house. My memory, I'm getting older here because I was somewhere over the weekend. Somewhere. And they were like, oh, Butcher Boy.
Yeah.
We all met at Butcher Boy's house. Not the name drop, but we're at Butcher Boy. And his wife, Michelle, we love Michelle, Mrs. Shasky. It's like, oh, man, we got this leftover Taco Bell. Like, whoa. If I'm not mistaken.
What do you mean leftover? Like a day old?
Yeah, day old, maybe 2 days old, but there was some Taco Bell in the
fridge. Taco Bell. So damn good.
Did you have it?
It is good. Taco Bell is good, but I said no.
I would have probably said no, because you get to stadium, then got to do number two.
I don't know where to go.
And plus, if I do the stair challenge, I can't eat Taco Bell. Keep it on my diet.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to this naked show.
707 wants to know what the breaking news sounder was for. I don't even remember a breaking news sounder.
That was Monte played it. While you were talking,
I don't have control.
The breaking news was that Antonio
Brown. I don't
Brown
have control of that.
Found a helmet.
I don't have control of that.
I don't know if that was bright. Did that warrant
it? So you're one of these guys that you wouldn't have made it in my family.
Who?
Pops made me take a shower at the facility that I was practicing at.
My kids don't do that.
You can't be.
I take a shower
home
at the gym.
No, you did.
And then
say
I go home and take another shower.
The way he said, I smell. I want to
because I don't
good.
Like.
He's one of those.
Take showers
that shower
within an hour
because I don't like the body wash at the gym. So I just use a quick one just to rinse off and get the body wash and get the sweat off. And then I go home and get the real body wash on and my stuff that I use in my shower.
I feel like I'm in counseling. I got to just tell you this. At the Johnson household, my wife and my son, the youngest Daryl too. I'm arguing because he likes to take a shower before practice.
Now that's
I said, dude,
Jimmy Jackson.
You gotta go grimy and earn the shower. You go ball out, whoop ass, then come back and get in the shower. You don't go get a shower, go to practice, come back and take another shower.
Did you say this to Jerry Rice?
I never knew did he do this?
I don't know if he took a shower, but Jerry Rice's bottom line was everything had to be perfect. He had to look perfect.
But why the shower before you go get dirty, Bonte?
Maybe you want to get clean before you get in those pads. I actually convinced, hey, son, you know what? Keep taking showers before practice. That's what makes you feel good.
You see these water bills?
What?
These water bills.
Well, that's the other thing. Was he doing that when we were in a drought?
Wow.
Oh, I took 20 minutes. I still took 15-minute showers.
That'll dry you out.
And so what? I got lotion. I got good lotion.
Aaron wants to talk about.
He or she? Hey,
I don't know. It says it's Guru's brother, whatever that means.
Oh, put him on.
Oh, you got your friends calling?
Aaron.
I'd like, be like
man?
You too.
Aaron? Hey, what's up?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Long time listener, first time caller. Guru, this is Aaron Young.
Hey, what's up, hey? He just got raised me. What's up, Aaron?
ain't nothing to it, man. I've been sitting up here listening to you guys chop up Antonio Brown like he really just does something wrong. You know, and my thing is this. The minute we all have to change our seatbelts to an X-style seatbelt, every one of us can have the same thing. I ain't doing it. I ain't this. I ain't that. But then the minute they give a recall to your car and put it in, you're going to have to deal with it. He's just making noise, man. He's just keeping his name in the media, and he's just making noise.
Aaron, and if you listen, I agree 100%. I've been saying Antonio Brown has done nothing wrong but played the piano of the Deion Sanders game.
Ever since the guy came to the Raiders, everybody's been waiting for something to happen. But I'm going to tell you guys, in all seriousness, Ben Roethlisberger was the problem.
He got
two times this guy should have been convicted for rape on a woman. So we sit up here, and we can sweep that under the rug, but this man hurt his feet accidentally.
Wow.
He knew what he was doing or not, right? He hurt his feet accidentally, as far as I'm concerned. He's been working with Derek Carr since the day he got into the Bay Area. He knows the playbook. He don't need, the 10-year veterans don't need to always be at training camp and at practice all the time. But this guy practices every single day.
I love it.
He hurt himself on purpose.
Aaron, I love it. He raised me.
Aaron, to me, this is less about Antonio Brown than the Raiders. I just don't think the Raiders are in a place where they're secure. They're not good enough to take this guy in.
They knew what they were doing.
I understand that, but why would a team that's 4-12 want a guy like
this? But to Aaron's point, as well as myself, I think you're beaten up along with, well, Bonte once said he wanted
the
Niners.
Thanks for the call, Aaron.
I'm going to give you this.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Aaron. But you did say this. You were pro Niners trading the number 2 pick for
him. Highly considered.
And now you are, he's doing nothing, but you people are overreacting and falling for the antics.
No.
He didn't hurt his feet on purpose, and he takes responsibility for that. But talk to me week one if he misses a game. John Gruden knows what he's doing. Mike Mayock knows what he's doing. Social media is making this guy act like he's robbing banks or doing something.
John Gruden,
Aaron said Big Ben did.
Are you saying that last year?
Didn't
you say the game passed him by.
Didn't Guru cut Keyshawn Johnson?
No.
He got tired of his act in Tampa Bay, just cut him? Middle of the season.
Gruden did, yeah.
Yeah. You think Gruden's going to tolerate this for half a season?
I guess what I'm asking you to, along with Aaron Young, I miss you, what is he doing? They're on Hard Knocks. Don't be sheep. Wake up. This is part of the new game. This is out of the Deion Sanders playbook, Steiny.
Oh,
he's not doing anything.
Exactly. He's not doing anything.
Have any of his teammates?
That's the problem.
Derek Carr said, this guy's a circus?
That's a problem.
That is the problem.
That's
because
the problem.
They're afraid of him.
Wow.
Antonio Brown does what he wants, which is fine if you're the kind of organization that has a lot of stability. I'm not convinced. I'm just not convinced he's a good fit on this particular team. And if he catches 14 touchdown passes and they go 7-9, is that good enough? I don't know.
And Aaron, I'm just real quick, he got a raw deal. AB is not perfect. What went down in Pittsburgh will come to the light when they reap the day they let him go and let Big Ben. We won't even talk about his indiscretions, but Big Ben is a hypocrite, and Mike Tomlin is. And I can't wait to watch the Steelers fall for how they treated Antonio Brown.
Mike Tomlin should have been fired. He lost control of that locker room. I agree there. He let them guys run roughshod. He enabled Antonio Brown. He enabled Ben Roethlisberger. He enabled Le'Veon Bell to just walk around that locker room.
The Raiders got a good team, man. I told you, we'll do our prediction show.
What I heard up there at Raiders camp, Antonio Brown does what Antonio Brown wants to do. He operates on his own schedule.
And you don't think
anybody
they knew that before
schedule.
They offered him the contract?
That's a problem. When everybody else is falling in line, following the schedule, and he's just doing whatever he wants to do. Isn't that a problem?
Ask me a question. Ask me if the Niners should have gone after Antonio Brown.
Steiner, you think the Niners should have gone after Antonio Brown?
No. And ask me if the Raiders should have.
Should the Raiders have?
No. No.
So,
and that's what people are saying.
That's a loser mentality.
You're running
the Cubs, and I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
Okay. These teams are more than an Antonio Brown away, my friend.
Okay.
And you don't bring in an Antonio Brown, in my view, unless
you got leadership.
You got Super Bowl aspirations. And, and how can you use Antonio Brown and leadership in the same sentence? Please.
No, I'm saying
we got 20
seconds. You should have leadership on the team to keep Antonio Brown in check.
And you have
so
none.
Nope. The Raiders feel like they do.
They don't, though.
Mina Kimes, Adam Kaplan coming up next. And I want to thank everybody
Shout
for
out to
listening.
Aaron Young. That was my guy.
Why are you name dropping again?
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.